Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Tom, first, thank you very much for calling me here at the 680 News Studios. Before we talk about the new album, I got to say, been a big fan of yours for years. Of course, watched you on CBC, but always loved the characters that you've always brought to life. You know, for somebody like yourself, being able to, you know, be, whether it be on the big screen, small screen, on stage performing, I mean, how are you able to do all these things? I mean, what is the drive for you to always be part of something like this in the world of music and art?
For me, it's a labor of love. And it's easy for me to get up in the morning and get my feet moving because it strikes me that I have a responsibility as Canadian first and foremost, as a human being probably before that, but a Canadian to do what I do, having others in mind. So that being said, when I act or if I sing, I tend to think that I'm not doing it for myself, that I'm doing it for others, that my intention to help alleviate the world around folks who live in poverty, to create a better quality of life for them is a great and endearing drive for me.
But when do you know when you wake up that morning, it's going to be, you know what, I'm feeling that music is what's surging through me, or that other day where it's, you know what, it's the acting bug, it's back again. I mean, for you, it could be anything, my friend.
It's true. Depending on where you come from in our country, I'm either an actor that sings or a singer that acts. And I kind of go with the flow, depending on where that takes me. During the November, December months every year for the last 18, I tend to only concentrate on singing and tours that we've been involved with. Myself, and I say we, myself and my wife Allison, have taken us from St. John's to Victoria and other places in between, 20 stops in between, in this case 19 this year on a tour, to raise funds for organizations that deal hands-on with those who are less fortunate.
That is fantastic. But, of course, we are in the holiday season. This is something you are presenting. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not sure if you've already done a holiday album before, but I would expect that you would have done something like this a long time ago, because there hasn't, oh man, I don't know how many years it's been since I haven't actually seen you on some holiday show performing.
It's true. I have each year for the last, I'd say 10 anyway, when we go out on the road, we have been printing in some form a copy of the show, and that manifests itself in most cases into an album. So we print 5,000 and we sell them all, and then we don't reprint them. This year in particular, we have an arrangement with EMI Capital for the first time in my long career as a musician to have been saddled up with an organization that has this type of machinery to actually promote this album and help us raise more funds.
For this particular album, though, for you, why would this album be so special, sir?
I think because I have expanded what we have done in the past. What I mean by that is that we traditionally raise money for food banks across the country, and over the course of the 18 years that we've been doing this, we've been successful in raising cash and food services that would equate to $200 million. But this year, we have expanded what we do to assist organizations like Meals on Wheels, UVille, which is a women's shelter, the Salvation Army, and continuing with food banks. So the importance over and above for me this year is that we have expanded our focus to other agencies, and because some of the most are this is their initial year, we're more determined than ever to make sure that it's a success so that we can transfer those funds over there too.
Well, what I love about this album too is, I mean, people tend to sing a lot of the same, even though they are classic traditional songs. You do have a few of them on this, but there are a lot of different songs on this album that songs I actually have never even had a chance to have heard of before.
A lot of the tunes on this album are original tunes, and again, it's longevity will cause you to do a lot of things that maybe necessity is the founder of. But there are a fair number of tunes on here that are original tunes. There is, of course, the tune that has made such a difference in my life, which is called The Huron Carol, was the first Christmas song ever written on the North American continent, as far as I understand. It was written by Jean Brebeuf in the 1600s in an attempt to explain to the Huron Indians at the time the significance of Christmas. And it certainly has been my staple for all these years. But there's an original tune on this album, and I hope you will do me the kindness of playing it for your audience, but there's a tune called Home This Christmas, which to me, when I think back in my years to when I was a child, is the song that reminds me more of my family than anything else on this album.
Well, absolutely, we are all going to get a chance to hear this. You know, there's one thing I do love. I love this time of the year. I love, hearing the Christmas music. But I love when somebody takes that attempt to write a new classic. And I think we need more of those. I love the old classics, but I think we need some new ones, too.
I agree. And I think there's a lot of artists out there who think like we do. But without, let me just say this for you, for the record, if you'll pardon the pun. Of course, we cannot accomplish what we want to accomplish in our world without partners and without friends and family. And I must say that you are part of that. You must know that although, and I'm speaking mostly of folks who work in charitable situations, we can't accomplish what we need to accomplish without your help as well. So you should know that.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for that, sir. Tour-wise, what's going to happen with you right now, since, as you mentioned earlier in the interview, that this is a busy time of year for you for traveling?
We're traveling from St. John's, Newfoundland, to the interior of BC. And we have stops in Burlington here in Ontario. We have stops in Beantown and Parry Sound. Unfortunately, we don't have a stop in Toronto, but we're close enough that you can find us. If you go to the website, just go to tomjackson.ca, you'll track us. You'll be able to see exactly where and when we're going to be in your area, and we certainly welcome you to come out because we're, again, supporting folks in your territory.
And, of course, website, Twitter, where do we go?
You can go to tomjackson.ca, but if you can twit, that's me. I don't actually tweet, and I don't Twitter. That makes me a twit. That said, apparently I've changed my ways, so you can tweet me, but I'm not sure how. But if you go to that first address, you'll find all of that out.
Fantastic. And before we go, sir, two quick questions.
Yep.
One, any chance we're going to be seeing you back on either the big or small screen? And two, any chance we're going to see another edition, whether it be movie or whatever, of North of 60?
I know that there's a new series coming up on CBC called Arctic Air, which I hear has similarities. I was actually invited to participate, but I'm doing a tour. So I'm not going to be on this first go-round with it. And I have not, in the last while, participated in any film or television, mostly because I've been concentrating on writing a musical, which will be launched in the year 2013. So I've been very, very concentrated in my world on the pleasure of writing.
And could you give us just a quick little hint on what that musical will be?
It's called Haliot, which means shaman. in the Gitxsan language, the West Coast. What I found out in my travels is there's a lot of people in the world that know about First Nation culture, but most of that is east of the mountains. There's little known about the culture west of the mountains. And Haliet is a story, a love story between a man and a woman, but we find out that this man and woman are homeless folks, but we find out further that he represents mankind and she represents Mother Earth. And it's a love story between these two. And what we draw as a conclusion from this story is if we don't help Mother Earth, we're all going to be in trouble.
That sounds like it's going to be pretty incredible. One very last thing before we go, and if I don't ask this, people are probably going to kill me. My friend, how is it that you've been able to have such great hair over the years? What gel do you use, or do you use any?
Wait, I have to go. You know, I never actually look at the brand. So all I do is I have this refill bottle. So whatever happens to come off the shelf, I just sort of, when I run out, it's a little handy, little small little thing. You know, you can't get on a plane with more than 7 ounces of something, right? So I've got this little teeny bottle, and whenever it runs out, I just squish the new brand or whatever it happens to be into that little bottle, and I can't actually... I can't actually tell you what type it is, but thanks for saying.
Oh, my friend, you know, it's got to be genetics, man, because nobody's got hair like you do.
No.
That's for damn sure. Tom, thank you so much, and thank you for putting together such a great album for such a great cause.
Oh, thanks, Rudy. It's a real pleasure talking to you, too.
And we'll definitely do it again, sir. Take care.
I look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.